Continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim Chelik Beis, Hilchas Tfilah Sarvis, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Ches. Vze bechinas ma shom razal sheshol Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom al misas Rabbi Akiva, kishero shesorkim es psoroi b'masreko shel barzel, zu toira vezu schora. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, we could understand a very, very interesting story in the Gemara. The Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the Torah Shebal Peh from Hashem, he spent 40 days, 40 nights there. And at one point in time, Moshe Rabbeinu was shown that there's somebody by the name of Rabbi Akiva who's going to be darshaning halachos from every single crown on top of the letters. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, maybe the Torah should be given through him. So Hashem said no. And then Moshe Rabbeinu asked, can I see what his reward is going to be? What's going to be the reward for so great a person, Rabbi Akiva? So he was shown how Rabbi Akiva's flesh was being torn from his body with metal combs by the Romans. And he asked, Zu Toira, Zu Schara? This is the reward for a person who reaches such a high level of Torah? Omar le Hashem Yisborach, Hashem said to him, Shtoik, be silent, kach ola b'machshava. This is what came to my mind, Hashem said. This is what my mind has decided, period. And we know that the wording in the Gemara here is so strange that Hashem should say to Moshe Rabbeinu these words, Shtoik, kach ola b'machshava. What does that mean? Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Hainu Kanal, this goes back to what we were just learning. Shemoshe Shoal Zu Toira Vezu Schara, Zu Toira Daika. Look what he said, this is Toira. Ki al pi ha-hanhoga shalitei ha-toira ha-kdoisha, shibchinas shituf midas horachmim b'midas ha-din, bevadai ein magil Rabbi Akiva dinim koshim koela lisrog es psoroi. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, based on how we just interpreted earlier, we said that there were two different hanhogos of Hashem. There was how Hashem first originally perceived he would run the world, which was with midas hadin, judgment. And we said that when Hashem saw that the world won't be able to handle that, Hashem decided to combine midas harachmim with midas hadin. And we said that's the Torah, that's the hanhoga, the Torah, where Hashem gave us a Torah, 613 mitzvahs, which are not killers. They're not killers. The mitzvahs are not killers. On the contrary, the Torah says, "Vochai bohem," you will live with the mitzvahs. And it says, "Derachecho darchei noyam v'chol nesivaseh sholem," that the path of the Torah is sweet and peaceful and wonderful and nice. So this was Moshe Rabbeinu's question: Zu Torah? What I'm seeing, how I'm seeing Rabbi Akiva's flesh being torn from him while he's alive, this is the Hanhoga al Pi Torah, which is supposed to be a combination of Rachmim and Din. If the world is being run by Torah, Bevadai ein magil Rabbi Akiva dinim koshim koela lisrog es psoroi. Al Pi Torah, Rabbi Akiva certainly does not deserve to have his flesh torn this way, you know, to be treated this way. Hey Shivlo Hashem Yisborach, so Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtoik, be silent, kach ola b'machshova. Kach ola b'machshova daiko, Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the exact wording in the Gemara. Ki Rabbi Akiva, baroiv chasidusoi ugdushosoi huatsuma, zocho lalois b'machshova tchila. What Hashem was answering was that Rabbi Akiva, out of his great chasidus and kedusha, was zocho to rise to the level of the Hashem's original thought when Hashem first created the world. Hainu shezocho lahatachles ho'elyoin shezoichen mi shezoichen. He was zoche to reach up to the highest levels possible of what people achieve. Shehu b'chinas hatachles, which is the final goal, shezoichen al yidei ha-hanhogo she'olo b'machshova tchila, which a person is zoche to by conducting themselves in the manner that Hashem first created the world, first intended to create the world, meaning, livroi yesoilam b'midas hadin, where Hashem's first intent was to create the world with din, as we said, bereishis bara elokim, shemishom nimshochim kol hadinim v'hayisurim hakoshim shel hatzadikim hanoiroim. That's the source of the great suffering that the awesome tzaddikim experience, Shashem Yisborach medakdek imohem kechut hasayra, where the Gemara tells us that Hashem is particular with these tzaddikim by a hair. He judges them on a hair. Ki heim zoichim lebechinas hanhoga hanal sholo b'machshav atchila. They are zoiche to connect with that original way that Hashem thought he would conduct the world, which was pure midah sadin. And by these tzaddikim taking that path of accepting upon themselves the full measure of din, which we said leads to an incredible bitul, and that bitul takes the person up to a very, very high place, by doing that, they are zeicha to this tachlis elyon gavoya beyoser, to reach up to some of the highest possible places of holiness. Umasigin mashemasigin, and they achieve what they achieve. You know, they reach up to the highest levels of understanding of Hashem. Ki zoichin al yedei hadinim v'hayisurim lebechinas habitul anal b'shleimus kanal. Because by living a life, accepting upon themselves this severe din and suffering, they're zoichin to achieve the highest levels of bitul. V'zehu shtoik kach olo b'machshova. And this is why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was questioning, why is Rabbi Akiva going through such suffering? Al pi Torah, he shouldn't be going through such suffering. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtoik, be silent, kach olo b'machshova. This was the original intent when I first created the world, and the great tzaddikim choose to live by that standard. They choose to accept incredible din upon themselves as a means of being able to dive, to reach up to the highest heights of bitul. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says, Vayar Elokim es ha'or ki toiv, Vayavdel, Hashem saw the light that was in existence at the beginning of creation. Hashem saw that light was very good, was good, and Hashem divided between light and darkness. V'dor Shurazal, our rabbis tell us, Ro es ha'or ki toiv, Hashem saw that the light was so good, ve'ein ho'ilam kedai l'shtamish boy, that people aren't really worthy of using that light. That light, they don't really qualify to be able to use that light that Hashem made available in the beginning of creation. Ve'omad u'gnozoi l'tzadikim losed lovoi. So Hashem went ahead and hid that light for tzadikim in the future, that's when that light would be made available again. Hainu b'china hanal. This is relating to what we learned about earlier. Ki oyer shohoyo meir b'shivas yimei bereshis, shohoyo odom tsoifoboy mi soifoy lam vatsoifoy. The light which was shining during the first 7 days of creation, which the Gemara tells us that Odom Arishon, using that light, was able to see from one end of the world to the other, Ze ho'or nimshach mebchinas bitul hanal el ho'ein soif, lemi shezoich lezeh b'shleimus. That light comes from the top floor. That light comes to a person who's zoiche to achieve an incredible high level of bitul to the infinite light of Hashem. When they bring back light from there, it's that kind of light, a trillion watts. V'alkein roa shem yisborach she'ein ho'ilam kedai l'shtamish boy. And this is why Hashem observed that the world is not worthy of using, is not qualified. Hainu kanal, as we said earlier, ki ro she'ein ho'ilam zoichen levat latzmon kol kach ad shiruyim lekabel oira godol anor hazeh. Hashem saw that most people are not able to do such a bitul which would allow them to be able to reach up and taste that kind of incredible light. U'kishe'ein ru'uyin l'kabloi, and if a person is not capable of receiving that light and you shine it on them, azai hu b'chinas ribuy or chas v'shon, then it's a concept of trying to feed too much light into a vessel that can't handle it, she'goyrim chas v'shon shvira sakelim, which causes the vessels to burst. Shemishom achizas kol haklipos kiyadua, which is what results in forces of evil, klipos, being created and being able to draw strength and energy. Alkein mie to'or. It's for this reason that Hashem put away that bright light and he turned the lights down. He dimmed the light. V'lo yimshich lezeh ho'ilam kiyim o'er ma'at Bahadrogo Shinim Shachma Ur Hershimon Al Kanal. And Hashem only shined into the world a small amount of light. Hashem only shined into the world a small amount of light, which people are capable of handling when they come back from a bitul. You know, a light that comes from the oyer of the reshimu, that comes from the residue of that bitul. Shemishom oyer haTorah shemelubeshes achshav belavush neilu. That's where the light of the Torah that we have today comes from, which is cloaked in all kinds of cloaks, all kinds of coverings, kidei shenucha lekabloi, so that we should be able to handle the light. It shouldn't be too bright for us. V'ha'oyer shel shivas yimei bereishis, shehu oyer habitul anal, oma dugnozoi letzadikim losed lovoi. Whereas the original light, the light that was around during the first 7 days of creation, which was super, super bright, that Hashem went ahead and reserved. He hid it away and reserved it for tzadikim in the future. Hainu, sheyesh tzadikim gedoilim, shemevatlam atzman bebitul gomer, meaning that Hashem knew that there would be very great tzadikim who would nullify themselves, who would be mevatl themselves with complete bitul. Ki heim soismim eseneya mechezad ayalma legamri kanal. They are the ones who close their eyes completely to all the physical pleasures of this world, to all the benefits of this world. As in the case, for example, we find Rabbi Akiva when he got married. We're told that even though he married one of the richest girls in the world at the time, her father was a billionaire, you know, one of the wealthiest people in Yerushalayim, in Israel at the time. The father had disowned her because he thought she was marrying a simple shepherd. And the Torah tells us that their honeymoon, their wedding night, was on a bed of straw. You know, they were lying on straw in a stable, you know, in some place. This is the one who was going to become the great Rabbi Akiva. Vehem be'emes zoichen lozeh oyer hagon ho'er agonuz shehu oyer abitul anal behor niflo v'knal. And it's these types of tzaddikim, they are the ones who will be zoich in the future to this hidden light, to this light of bitul in an incredible, incredible way. Paragraph tes nimtza shehatoyro hi derech chayim. So therefore we conclude that the Torah is a path of life. Sha'al yodo zoichin lahakar esabir yisporach. Afal pi sheloi zoch adayin lebchin esbitlan al b'shlemus. Through which a person can be zoichin to come close to Hashem and to connect with Hashem, even if the person has not achieved complete bitul. V'gam al yidei ha-Torah agdoi sheyochoy la'alois midarga ledarga, at sheyis oira liboy lekadish atzmai bekedush yesera, v'listoy meinov mechesed ayalma legamri, at sheyovo lebchin esbitlan al. And in addition, by a person studying the Torah and following the ways of the Torah, the person can start climbing a ladder step by step until he'll reach a level where he'll be inspired to want to purify himself, to want to sanctify himself, to want to close his eyes to the physical pleasures of this world, till he will eventually be zoche to bitul, to that kind of bitul. Ki ha-toyro hu derech chayim toychachas musar. The Torah is a path of life in the way that it gives its musar of reprimand. U'drocheho darchei noyam, and the ways of the Torah are sweet. Ve'eino machbedas leinu b'shum dover. The Torah does not make life too difficult. V'chol ma'ados alon shorilon. As, for example, the Gemara tells us in one place that for everything that Hashem made forbidden, He gave us something corresponding to that in the realm of kosher. So we see Hashem is trying to make life relatively easy for us. Avol, however, kishodom chas v'shalom oivar aleiz aveira midivrei Torah, when a Jew commits a sin, he goes against the Torah, v'azai mekalkel hatzinor v'akli shemekaplum al yodo oir hizgalas alkusum eharishimu, and thereby he messes up the pipe, the vessel, through which he was receiving the light of Hashem, you know, from that reshimu of the beetle. V'im kein eichef shel asakin zois. How does a person repair that? V'tzorich l'stakin al yidei tshuva. The only way to repair it is through tshuva. U'tshuva hi lamala me'atoyra. And tshuva is above toyra. Hainu, shemachmas she'ovar al ha-toyra, hu tzorech laso is tshuva, v'ha-tshuvo hi sheyistoy meinov mechezad ha-yal malgamri. Because this person committed sins, in order for him to repent, he has to go above the normal standard. A Baal Tshuva is somebody whom part of his avodah is to be extra religious, not to just fall into line with the regular people. He's got to be extra, meaning he's got to be willing to close his eyes to the physical world to a degree. This is the concept where we find in Sifrei Kabbalah and in Sifrei Musar, they prescribe that a person who did this and this sin has to fast three fast days. A person who did this sin has to fast 84 fasts. There's all kinds of different prescriptions for Balei Tshuva. Because of the fact that he transgressed against the Torah, the person has to rise up to a level of complete bitul, to accept upon himself extra stringencies, such as fasting, suffering, closing his eyes to the physical world, which will elevate him and transport him to a level of bitul, and once he's up there on the 80th floor, he'll be able to see into the future. He'll be able to see into the tachlis, that place which is kulay toiv, which is all good, all oneness. V'shom bebechinas bitul anal, shom hu lamala me'atoira. And when he achieves that bitul, he's above the Torah. He's above the standard format of the Torah. Ki kol haTorah nimshach mishom, because the Torah comes from there. As we said, that when a person reaches bitul, he goes up to the keser. When he's coming back down, on his way down, he brings back Torah from Chochma Bina Da, you know, from those places. V'alkein hu yochel lahamshich mishom. So when the person goes to that place that's above Torah, there he can draw solutions and he can draw tikkunim and lights which will help him repair what he messed up in the Torah. V'alkein omer Hazal, this is why the Gemara makes a statement, b'mokim shebalei tshuva imdim ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amoid, that the place which a Baal Tshuva reaches, a tzaddik gomor can't stand there. Ki mi shemekaymes haTorah bepshitus nikra tzaddik gomor. Because a person who's religious all the time, that person can achieve the level of tzaddik gomor. He's a complete tzaddik. He only does mitzvahs, doesn't do any sins, etc. Aval habalei tshuva olu lebechinas bitul el hatachlis. But the Baal Tshuva, because he transgressed, he needs to know that it's not good enough for him to just be a regular guy like everybody else. He's got to be extra. He's got to be the first guy in shul. He's got to be giving a little bit more. He's got to be doing all of those things that show that he's trying to reach above. He's not accepting upon himself just the pure, you know, basic fulfillment to get a passing grade in Yiddishkeit. In order to correct the past, he's going to do things for extra credit. We know that you have this in school, a kid who fell behind and his average is below average. If the teacher wants to help that kid, he'll give him an opportunity to do extra credit projects, extracurricular. What do you mean extracurricular? Meaning when everybody else is allowed to have fun time. Why? Because they were maintaining a 90 average or whatever, you know, whatever it is. They've been good. They've been beseder. They've been okay. Because you fell below, in order for you to get back into line, you've got to go above. You've got to show extraordinary willingness, you know, an extra, to go the extra mile in order for you to correct what you need to correct. So the Baal Tshuva, they go up to this bitul el hatachlis, shesham hu lamala me'atorah, which is above the regular standard of Torah. Shekol haTorah nimshach misham, the Torah comes from there. Shehu bechinas oir hagonos mishivas yimei bereishis. That's tapping into that light that was available during the first 7 days of creation. וזה בחינס ראש השונה, שעוז יקרס חולס התשובה. And this ties us back to what we mentioned earlier about Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the tshuva process of the year. Ki hu yom rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva. It's the opening day of the 10 days of tshuva. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah oilin lebechinas bitul anal kanal. Because as we showed earlier from the writings of the Arizal, on Rosh Hashanah, all of Klal Yisrael is doing tshuva. All of us are being balei tshuva. And in order to be balei tshuva, you got to go up to that bitul. How does that happen? By Hashem imposing upon us that bitul, by Hashem placing that sleep. We mentioned that Kavyochel Hashem places a sleep on Zer Anpin, and the shofar represents the waking up from the sleep, coming out of the sleep. Now this concept is explained in Likutei Halachos in many different places, this concept of the sleep on Rosh Hashanah. One aspect of this is, we know that, for example, on throughout Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, vast majority of Jews, even those who are usually heavily involved in learning, they put the learning aside and they put much more emphasis on tefillah, on prayers. We know Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah in shul is twice as long or three or four times as long as the regular standard holiday tefillah. Shabbos tefillah is 2 hours, 3 hours. Rosh Hashanah is 6 hours or 9 hours in some places, which means that time that typically, normally, we might have been using for learning, we're not using it for learning. We're being mevatel, bitul Torah. That's a form of this bitul. We're nullifying. We're going down, making ourselves into the most simple people, simple davening, you know, the simple words, you know, like a layman, tehillim, tefillos, those kind of things, avodas pshutos. That's another aspect, another example of the bitul that all of Klal Yisrael do on Rosh Hashanah in order to reach up to that high, high place, to the place from where the Torah comes from, to reach up to that keser, that highest place. And I remember my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, used to tell us that, number one, the 10 days of tshuva represent climbing the ladder, starting from Malchus on Rosh Hashanah. We're busy saying HaMelech HaKodesh V'Simloich. We repeat that word Melech all kinds of times, you know, many, many times. From Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur is 10 days. We're traveling from Malchus to Keser. On Yom Kippur, we say the famous pasuk, Ki Vayoyim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Taher Eschem Yikol Chatosechem Lifnei Hashem Titoru. On this day, Hashem will forgive us, you know, to atone before Hashem, and before Hashem we will be purified. Question number one. We know that throughout the Gemara it tells us that Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. Itzumay shel yoyim. That's the wording of the Gemara. The day itself. If the day itself forgives, it shouldn't say ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper. On this day he will forgive. It should say ki hayom hazeh yechaper. This day forgives. That's the usual wording in the Gemara, and that's not what it says. And who is this Yechaper? Who's this he? Who's this he guy? The answer is that we know in Hebrew, there's Noichach and Nistor. When somebody's in the room with me, I say, Ato, you come here. Can you give me this thing? When somebody's not present, when somebody is hidden, they're not visible, we say, you know what he said? You know what he said? You know what she did? He or she means nistar, where the person is not there. According to Kabbalah, we said, revealed, the revealed portion starts from Chachma down. Keser, the crown, is referred to as nistar, that which is hidden. So this is where the Pasuk says, on this day, Yechaper, he will forgive. Not Techaper, Hashem, you will forgive. He will forgive. Who's the he? The he refers to that highest level of kindness of Hashem. That's called nistar, the hidden. The hidden kindness, which is that keser. And that's why the word titoru, that final word in the pasuk, which means they will be purified, is exactly bigamatria 620, the word keser, showing that that's what this tshuva process leads us up to. And again, that's why the one day in the year that the holiest Jew went into the holiest place with the holiest sacrament, with the ketores, and nullified himself completely to Hashem, is Yom Kippur. That's when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the 10th level of holiness. Again, the Gemara says that there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. One is Eretz Yisrael. Two is Yerushalayim. Three is the Har HaBayis. Until you get to the tenth, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the peak of, that's what tshuva is about. Bitul to the Ein Sof. You know, connecting with that highest light possible. And again, this is what it's, this is why on Yom Kippur, we recite that paragraph in Musaf, which speaks about the 10 great tzaddikim who accepted upon himself this horrible death, this bitul to the Oyer Ein Sof, Rabbi Akiva and his friends, who tapped into that highest place.